Just a 4'11 girl trying to face the world, but she doesn't really know what she's doing. She talks to lots of people just about their lives because Brittany really doesn't like to babble about herself. Brittany Babbles.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Brittany Babbles, a podcast where I babble and you may or may not listen or learn anything from. So in today's episode, I am talking about how I have learned in 20 years of life that I love cooking. So without further ado, let's get on with the episode. So I, especially since I've gotten to college and lived on my own and lived in an apartment with a kitchen and everything, I've learned like how much I love cooking and I love just like experimenting with different foods and just like cooking for others. And I also enjoy baking, but baking stresses me out way more than cooking does. So I realized that I enjoyed cooking definitely at least by high school. Like some days, like I would want to cook dinner for my family, but I mean, that was a very small love. Like I didn't have full range of a kitchen because especially growing up, like my mom is very like OCD, like clinically, and she's very like, okay, this has to be here. This has to be here. You have to clean up everything and blah, 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 blah. And it was too stressful of a situation for me to cook in the kitchen a lot at home. But when I got free range, when I got to college, like I realized, I was like, okay, I'm buying my own groceries. I get to control what I get to eat, like what I want to eat. I get to choose like what kind of foods I'm going to have for dinner. And granted, I do not cook for myself every day. That is just unobtainable for me. My schedule is just very busy. So I try to meal prep as much as I can, but even so, like, I do cook pretty frequently, and I just enjoy it so much more. Since Hank and I, my boyfriend, has started dating, like, I just think that cooking is a human skill that everyone needs to have to survive. So when I met Hank and he told me that he did not know how to cook, I just took it upon myself to teach the man how to cook. And it's been really fun. Like, I think cooking especially is such a community and such like a, it's such a bonding experience. Like cooking with your friends, baking with your friends, cooking with your significant other, cooking with your family. I feel like it is such a fun way to hang out with someone, but also create something really delicious and really fun and like teach someone maybe like a cooking skill that you have and maybe they never learned how to do it. So especially getting into college, like I've just really enjoyed cooking. And one of the things that I did for my boyfriend was making him a cookbook of all of our recipes that we made. And it was so fun to make. It was so tedious, but so fun to make. And some of my favorite dishes that we've made together, but just some of my favorite dishes in general. I love fish. I love rice. Honestly, it's become a problem since I started college that I eat rice way too many times a week, but I also just love rice, so it's okay. And I also am like, okay, Brittany, I feel like rice is pretty healthy. Okay, in moderation, it's pretty healthy. However, I do eat it every day, so is that moderation or not? I don't know. But, you know, some days, like, oh, and I also love, like, making baked chicken. And actually, yesterday, the day before I filmed this, I made biscuits and they were pretty good, not gonna lie. And, you know, I remember like a lot of my friends, like one day I went to my friend Caroline's house, which she was on a season before. And she went and I brought like my baking box to her house and we all made cookies and it was super fun. And, you know, cooking is not only like a skill that I think everyone needs, but it's also just so much more fun when you do it with people that you love. And I don't know, like sometimes cooking stresses me out and sometimes I do want to just get takeout because I'm like, this is so much easier and it's okay to not have to cook every day. Like I love leftovers. I love like quick and easy meals, but I've learned like cooking also is just like a stress reducer for me. Like, I love cooking. I love working out. I love, you know, doing both of those things to, like, reduce my stress. But cooking especially, like, I love making people food. I've learned also that, like, as I, like, enjoy cooking more and more, I realize that I just never want to eat the things that I cook, though, because I always just am like, oh my gosh, do you want this? Do you want this meal that I made? Here's some containers. And, you know, it's, like, all, I just love, like, giving people a meal. And I guess, like, I am very fortunate that I do have, like, the money to buy myself these ingredients. And, you know, if some of these ingredients go to waste, like, it's not like, you know, I have to worry about me going hungry. Like, I am very fortunate enough to be able to purchase a lot of the ingredients that I use and a lot of the cooking supplies that I use, because, I mean, food insecurity is everywhere in the world, and I am very thankful that I do have enough disposable income that if I buy something and I don't like it, I could just throw it away. But I do try to be very adamant of making sure I do eat everything that I buy, or at least eating everything that I can. And if I don't, if I can't eat anymore, I like give it to a friend, or I, you know, do something with it that I don't want to throw away, you know? And I just think that cooking, yes, is fun, but yes, I mean, and there are times where your meals fail and you do have to throw it away, but for the most part, I feel like it's just very important to see and appreciate that you do have the ability to cook and you do have the financial stability to make all of this food. And I think just, yes, I love cooking, but yes, I do realize the privilege that I have to make a lot of the meals that I do eat. But one thing that I will say is, like, I did not realize how much, and granted, I don't even spend that much for grocery shopping, but I did not realize how much I spend grocery shopping. Like, okay, granted, I'll just say it. I spent, like, $50, like, every 2 weeks, but sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. It just really depends on what I want, if I'm getting a lot of meat that week, but typically only eat chicken or fish, so it's not like I eat, like, a pretty expensive meat. I would feel like I eat the moderately priced meat, but, and, like, vegetables, I did not realize, like, vegetables, yes, they are pretty cheap, but I just did not realize, like, how fast you have to eat vegetables, like, because they go bad, and obviously, I didn't know this, but, like, when you're in college and you don't cook every day, but you also sometimes don't even open your fridge because it stresses you out, I realized, like, man, I need to eat these things quicker. And also, like, I've been packing my lunch this year, so it's been really stressful because I have to not only think about my dinners, but now I have to think about my lunches. And I've gotten pretty creative over the year, but I mean, cooking is so fun, it's so adventurous, it's like you really do get to cook whatever you want to do, but sometimes it is a little stressful because you're like, man, what do I want tonight? And then you look in your pantry and then there's nothing. Then you look in your fridge and then there's nothing, but there obviously is something there. You just don't want it. But I've now gone on a tangent. So I guess the moral of this podcast is, yes, I love cooking. I think it is a great community-based experience and, like, thing to do with your family and your loved ones to bond you closer. I also do realize my privilege to buy all these ingredients, cook all this food, and if I don't finish it, I won't go hungry for the next meal. So, hope everyone enjoyed this episode, and I challenge you to make a small dish, a big dish, a meal for a loved one of yours. So, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you all very soon. Bye!